owns land close to the project. He's the one who set the motion to deny it. Was it because Sean Pingleton, who is a former planning commissioner, riled the neighbors against me and compelled them to speak? Was it because I asked neighbors to speak in favor for the project? And they did. The official decision of record states, the planning commission's motion to deny the project was based on general compatibility with no other nightly rentals in the area. Scott, let me know that if I, this is my first time doing this. Scott, let me know if I wanted to appeal the decision. I could. And I believe that the planning commission made an error of law due to the compatibility issue, and I'll get into that in just a bit. I started my research with nightly rentals in my area. There are quite a few, and so I was curious, like, well, how'd they get theirs approved? So I just reached out to them on VRBO and Airbnb and asked them. And then I also posted on Facebook to see if I had any friends who had been through this process before who kind of could help me figure this out. I'm not independently wealthy. I don't have money to hire a lawyer. It's expensive, so here I am. I found out, it kind of surprised me, that everyone, the advice they gave me and what they said was that it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. And that was my mistake for trying to get it approved, and I should just do it anyway. And I realized that the nightly rental owners in the area were kind of flying under the radar, which was upsetting to me, because they were allowed or able to operate their business, and make money. And I am possibly not, because I'm trying to do things the right way, which is frustrating. So next I started researching the planning and zoning archives. Since the public hearing meeting in December, I have listened to every board of adjustment, you guys, meeting concerning the nightly rentals appeals for the last 3 years, going back to the beginning of 2017. It gave me empathy for you guys, as you have listened to very, very concerned citizens, and I was surprised at how passionate people can get. I listened to you all discuss over and over and over the tricky compatibility component under the guidance code for these nightly rentals. The code states, therefore, special regulation of nightly rentals is necessary to ensure that their use will be compatible with surrounding residential uses and will not materially alter the neighborhoods in which they're located. Notice that it doesn't say nightly rentals are not permitted unless there's a nightly rental nearby. It also doesn't say nightly rentals are not permitted if the neighbors don't want it. It doesn't say that nightly rentals are not compatible with neighborhoods. It actually says, shall not materially alter the neighborhoods in which they're located, meaning nightly rentals can be located in residential areas, regardless of there being another nightly rental nearby. The term compatibility is defined not in the section of the code that talks about nightly rentals. It's the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and it gives the definition. You guys heard it earlier. I don't have to say it again. But, let's see. Another reason I believe that the Planning Commission made an error of law is that they stated no other nightly rentals in the area, meaning one is not permissible, but multiple nightly rentals are. Possibly that could be one conclusion of the logic based on that. If I were to try to get multiple started at the same time, it would then make it compatible, right? Or there should be zero nightly rentals allowed in Taney County. If the compatibility is an issue, how did the first nightly rental get started? And how are there so many nightly rentals in Taney County if it's not compatible? Unless there's one within 1,000 feet, then there should be no nightly rentals in Taney County, is how I understand it. Anyway, so back to Shady Rapids Road. I wanted to point out it's not a subdivision. It's a road out in the county where people are free to do as they please with their own property. There's no HOA for Shady Rapids Road. Residents don't want one. I am a resident of Walnut Shade. I live a mile and a half away. They want their freedom to do what they want with their own land. Back to the neighbors, after hearing their concerns, I came to realize that, to me, it seems, this is my opinion, that people just don't like change if it's not their idea. I spoke to Sean Pingleton before the December meeting. He wrote a letter against the project. He told me that he had even considered putting nightly rentals on his property. And I would like to note that he doesn't live near. He lives about like 3/4 of a mile down the road. But that the reason he didn't want it was that he was concerned for the neighbors that did live near. He said he would prefer to have neighbors that were monthly renters and not nightly renters. I mentioned earlier that I listened to every Board of Adjustment meeting concerning nightly rentals going back to 2017. In these meetings, you all discussed buffers, saturation, density guidance code, distance of the project to the main road, county road maintenance, ingress and egress, and much more. I listened to your concerns over the nightly rentals. I'd write them down, and I realized that my project didn't directly fall under any of these. It was just the compatibility issue. So then I started going back and researching. I actually made a Google map, and Scott gave me a pin of all of the approved nightly rentals in the area. So I just made a Google map and put a pin just so I could see all of them on the map and help them visualize it. I've included that for you with a QR code so you can get it on your phone if you want it. And then I just started like researching all of the ones that didn't have any others around and why they were approved. And I've included them for you with the minutes with notes underneath so it's easy for you to access. I've lived in Walnut Shade my entire life. And I've been, being a good neighbor is important to me. That's why I've made an effort to personally talk to my neighbors and hear their side and to see if there's anything that can be adjusted on my part to ease their concern. This is my first experience working with the county, and all of this is new for me. I've learned a lot through the process, including what I would have done differently if I had started over. I wouldn't have spent money for an architect to draw the plans. This is my own personal savings. I was very surprised at this whole process. It would be much easier for me, like, if there were guidance being like, hey, you can't build a nightly rental. If there isn't a nightly rental within 1,000 feet, I wouldn't even apply. That would be great, and that would, like, save me money and time and everybody else's time. But instead, there is a list of documents, and with the whole compatibility 1,000 feet, that applies to all of the Taney County development. So that's anything that's developed in Taney County. Like the cross, there's not another cross of 1,000 feet. There's gas stations with another gas station with like 1,000 feet. There's lots of different things like that. So that, to me, is an error of law. Because that doesn't add up, it doesn't make sense for county planning. And then I would like to go over the documents that I handed you just really quickly. I kind of went over the front page. I took a pair, because you guys mentioned in other meetings that buffering is an issue, I went ahead and took a picture. You can see that there's like trees and foliage on the property that won't really cause a line of sight issue for neighbors. Management and operations, that was a concern that had been brought up by a neighbor. I live nearby, I'll be managing the property myself. I included a floor plan. It's a small house. It's 320 square feet, a maximum of 2-person occupancy. So it's not a big project, it's really small. As far as like a footprint or density issues or there's another word you guys use. And then the rest of it is just the nightly rental applications that were approved with no other nightly rentals nearby. The first one, the nearest nightly rental, which I would consider it nearby, it's 1.3 miles away. But it's not the 4,000 feet. The others are much, much further than that. There are examples in here of approvals from the nightly, from planning, the planning commission, where neighbors have opposed the project and they still approved it, with neighbors opposing it and with there being no other nightly rentals in the area. And finally, at the end, I just included all of the appeals that you guys have made in the past few years. And you are very familiar with those, since you did them yourself. And then a list of the residents on the road. There aren't a lot. You'll be able to see them on Beacon. And then the map at the very end. And that's all. Do you have any questions?
So it's completely undeveloped. So you're talking about you'd be building a road in. It's kind of on the, is that the south sideline, according to the drawing.
Yeah. So YPM has owned the lot for about, in the area, and I would be interested in a lot of but yeah. So what we would do is, there's some really cool rock features right along this edge. So we look at building it right here. And we were looking at initially, if we could do the road right here, or we could put it right here. It would be a very short road. We're just going to put in a little bit and build a parking lot, as a parking pad for one vehicle, and then a little walkway. And the whole concept is you're in nature, undisturbing the land. The contractor we didn't want to have to do here tonight, and we're trying to do as much as little disruption to the natural surrounding elements. All the trees and foliage will stay, and we're trying to use it for the others. We're trying to use very small and block paths to do most of the building and things like that. And then we're not going to have a little walking trail here. The entire lot is lined with a 4-line barbed wire fence.
I guess I have any questions for
you. If I heard correctly, you're alleging two things. One is that this was approved even though there are no nightly rentals around, and there are other ones which have been approved with no nightly rental around first, and then secondly, there are some within, when you said the closest one is at 1.3 miles from this?
Sorry, that was another example.
Okay.
There are other nightly rentals in my area, but they are not approved.
Okay.
I didn't know that when I started the project.
I just tried to download that, or your good use of a QR code, by the way, but that.
If you turn it sideways, it should come up.
Maybe. Well, what's the closest one to this? You can probably just tell me.
Approved or not approved?
Approved.
The nightly rentals by the cross just got approved last month.
Just north of it, Little Heroes Park.
That's probably as the crow flies 2 miles. That's a guess. They're on the other side of 65, there are quite a few approved. Let me look at sorry.
Mainly the big difference between the state of use permit, because it doesn't allow persons to set tenements, and it doesn't transfer the ownership of the property. A lot different from any project that we turn down for the home for that money is a special use permit. And you're not supposed to take that property out of special use permit. To me, that's a project that's not going to bother the neighborhood. That's all it is for me, from my point of view.
How far are you from the gas station?
How far is that lot?
Mm-hmm.
By the road, it's about 3 miles till you turn left onto 176 and another 2 miles up. So, is that correct? Or maybe 2 miles.
So
2 miles
about
and 2 miles?
3 miles from 176 and then another couple of miles at the commercial gas station.
That lot is about 3/4 of a mile from 176.
Oh, 3/4 of a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd turn on 160. Go down
16
miles and 176.
Yeah.
Okay. No more questions for her.
my footsteps.